Charlie Head.
Vous n'osez pas aller vers les autres ? Vous pensez qu'être à l'aise en public est trop difficile ? Sachez que c'était aussi mon cas. Dans mon livre « Deviens un aimant social », je vous apprends à apprivoiser votre anxiété sociale et à comprendre comment attirer les autres en restant soi-même. Je partage ma méthode pour parler à n'importe qui et je vous propose des exercices concrets. Je suis devenu un aimant social et ma vie a littéralement changé. Alors, à vous de jouer.
« Deviens un aimant social » de Charlie Head, maintenant en librairie. Albin Michel, des livres pour écrire nos vies.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Welcome to Metamorphose, the podcast that awakens awareness. I am Anne Guéquière, author and editor of projects committed to a new world. Every week, we go together to discover a bright subject with a guest that carries a voice of awareness. Thank you for being with us today.
Metamorphose. Awaken your consciousness.
Human's full potential is way beyond what we can imagine. And the power of his mind is limitless. And my guest today is certainly one of the most striking illustrations of this. Nicknamed the Iceman by breaking a number of records related to cold exposure, including climbing Mount Kilimanjaro in shorts, running a half marathon above the Arctic Circle barefoot, and standing in a container while covered with ice cube for more than 112 minutes, his mission is to share the power of breathing, cold exposure and commitment with as many people as possible. In the Wim Hof method, Activate Your Potential, Transcend Your Limits, his book, published in France by Guy Trédaniel Éditeur and in English at Rider Publisher, he shares his remarkable life story and powerful method for supercharging your health and happiness. So he's here today in Metamorphose podcast to inspire you to retake control of your body and life by unleashing the immense power of the mind. I'm super happy to welcome Wim Hof in Metamorphose. Hi, Wim Hof. How are you today?
Oh, great.
Are you happy to be in Paris?
Oh, yes.
How do you feel?
Amazing. Yesterday, I had difficulties to park my car.
Yeah.
For 2 hours, I was driving around. But I didn't get bored because Paris is so beautiful.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah.
And you see all the people going. Life is beautiful. So I'm here in Paris. And I want to go to the Parc Zoologique, to the cemetery for Jim Morrison.
Yeah, you
and see. The Eiffel Tower.
Oh, that's great.
And maybe Moulin Rouge.
And you want to find cold in Paris? Quite cold at the moment, but
it's cold enough.
Are you going to scream at some point?
I'm going to have some ice baths.
Okay, that's great.
Yes.
First, maybe to start this interview, can you tell us more about your journey, how you met the cold in your life? How did it start?
Yes.
Maybe in your childhood, no?
Yes, it,
yeah.
it actually happened in my childhood. I was a sort of a thinker, you know, like Descartes. Je suis parce que je pense.
Right, like Descartes, yeah.
Yeah, Descartes. And I was a thinker, a philosopher in my young age, and reading a lot and all. And then I got attracted to the cold, and then I found going into cold water is really the way to connect with your body deeply. And with that comes the mind, because when you go into the cold, your mind really needs to focus. And there you learn to focus. And then the body becomes really strong from the inside, because it needs to adapt to the cold. I found that when I was 17. And since then, I'm 65 now. I've never skipped any day not to go into the cold water, because it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's powerful. It's strong. It's always there.
Yeah, I can tell you were full of energy when you arrived in our studio here in Paris. We had guitars here and you were singing and full of energy. So we can tell you are in like at your full potential right now.
Yes, yeah. The cardiovascular system is being trained through the cold. I did my breathing exercises this morning, which also I learned how to go into the cold. Mm-hmm. You learn to breathe deeper. And naturally, that's what we not do in our society, modern day life. We are shallow breathers. And that creates in the long term problems. It's logical because we need air to go deeply into the body.
Yeah.
That's what the cold teaches. And then the energy will flow. And then you get so much energy all day long.
Mm.
So I'm 3 days here. And I will do like 15 interviews, podcasts, magazines, television. I will have all the energy and more to do all that.
Because we have to tell for the French public, you'll be in Paris for the 9th of June with Lilou Massé. She's organizing with her husband a show in Paris. So what will be the program? Can you tell us?
Yeah, the thing, Anna, is that I have never a program.
Yeah.
But I'm going to relate to the people, connect with the people in a way by which the deepest of their physiology of mind and body will come to the surface. And that is the message. The message is not about talking, it's about feeling.
Yeah, they will experiment at some point.
Yes, they will experiment and they will see and feel how to have their full potential coming to the surface. And then I say, it's your choice.
Mm.
You want to live into your full potential? Hey, here it is. We have these techniques and we go to science. So there is no speculation about this. We present this. And until that is not happening, I will keep on doing things on stage, crazy things. Sometimes it looks crazy, but you have to startle the people in their minds and get them out of their conditioned way and to bring them to the present moment and make them feel completely aware.
Of course, we will talk deeply about that today. So we'll give all the information in the podcast. So for the people who want to join you at this event, they can join you easily. Maybe you can tell us more about your birth, how you were born.
It's
quite particular because it gives maybe the direction of your life at this moment.
Absolutely.
It was it's my comprehension.
Yes, and it was. My mother told me how my birth was. They never expected a second child. I was the second child of a twin, jumeau. And I was almost born too late, suffocated, born in a hole, in the cold of the hole.
Yeah, they didn't know there was a second one. Huh?
They did not know there was a second one. And then she prayed. She was a God-fearing mother. And she prayed, oh God, let this child live. I will make him a missionary. And then she pushed me out in the cold of the hall. And that invocation, that prayer, that must have changed me in the depth of my DNA or tattooed on my soul. Because I'm a missionary. I got a mission.
She was she had faith. She was a person who had faith.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Absolutely. It's the power of faith. Her faith, she was naive, never smoked, never drank, only took care of children, going to the church. That is very powerful in the moment when she fears. She can invocate, she can connect with something out there, coming in here, into me. And that really got into me. That is powerful. Faith is powerful.
Do you have faith?
Absolutely. I have the faith. And now I am showing in scientific studies, neuroscientific studies that faith actually is a neurosignal that makes you able to connect with your body deeply within and make make you able to do almost very incredible things. Faith is the power to invest in yourself, in the goodness of yourself, and then it will happen.
We'll talk about that as well later on. You have like 26 world records, and you broke a Guinness World Record 18 times. Can you tell us some of your most memorable maybe achievements that you have in mind, so to tell the public?
Yeah, physically, I did things thought of by physiologists.
Yeah.
Impossible. So what if you climb Mount Everest in your shorts?
Yeah. You came in short this morning, but we are in Paris. We are not in the Mount Everest, but...
Yeah, the whole winter I'm in shorts. I come from Pays Bas. It's colder than even Paris.
Yeah.
And right now Paris is quite fresh, eh?
Yeah, it's like maybe eight, 9 degrees or
eight, nine degrees.
So you're in short today.
Yes, I'm the whole winter.
Yeah.
The whole winter in short. I say always, make of your winter, if you live in the Nordic countries where we are, then you behave like you are in summer. Then you become strong because the body needs to adapt to
that's
all
it,
that.
Yeah. It's a good stress for the body.
Yes, it's a good hormetic stress.
Yeah.
So what was the question?
Yeah, regarding the world records.
Oh,
so
yes,
you were talking about going in short in the Mount Everest and Kilimanjaro. You did it as well.
Yes, in record time. But the thing is, I did all these records, these world records, like 26 times and even more challenges. I always challenge my body and my mind because... Hey, we are built to be able to do more than we think. And once I felt that, I started, hey, I'm not going to go the way I've been taught. I'm going to go the way I feel.
Yeah.
And then it showed that I was capable of doing crazy stuff like Kilimanjaro in record time, Mount Everest to the death zone, run marathons beyond the polar circle or in the Namib desert in the heat without drinking or hanging by one finger or staying for 2 hours in icy and swim under ice cap for big distances, distances and all. I did all these things. But because I felt I could do that, I followed my feeling, and the feeling shows that we can do more than we think. And then the scientists came in, and they saw these documentaries I was making with National Geographic, with the Discovery Channel, and more everywhere. And they, Wim, maybe we want to experiment on you. And they started to experiment. For example... They injected me with an E. coli bacteria. And normally you get sick of that experiment for 3 to 6 hours. It's a controlled experiment. It's an E. coli bacteria. It's like a virus, a bacteria. It works on the immune system. You get fever, headaches, agony, all that for 3 to 6 hours. It's a controlled experiment. But I did not get sick.
You had like a training before. We can see pictures of that on the internet. I saw it. So you've been breathing before?
Yes. Breathing exercises, controlled breathing, deep breathing exercises, which I learned how to do in cold water, by which the cold water, I could stay longer in cold water because I made my body from the inside stronger. That's what deep breathing exercises are capable of. We don't do that in general, but if we learn to go deeper with our breathing, then we are able to become stronger inside. And that's exactly what you need when you are injected with a bacteria or with daily diseases like viruses and bacteria. Our immune system needs to be then stronger. And through that, through these breathing techniques, I showed in science, scientific comparative studies, how to block the bacteria of coming into the immune system and not don't do any damage.
You think you were prepared because your body is always prepared for that kind of experiment, or you were prepared because you just did it before the experiment? I mean, the hour yes. before, or both?
You can say both.
Yeah. The thing I don't know if they have the answer of that.
The answer is very clear. If you are injected with a bacteria, then it takes about an hour, hour and a half, to be fully grown and multiplied in the body. That's the way disease comes. It starts slowly, and then a couple of hours later, you are fully sick. Yes? That is because it multiplies. So what I did is when they injected it, I blocked the multiplication.
Okay, that's the multiplying. The process, yeah.
And that's the biohack anybody can do. You can learn to block, to get the flu, to get fever, if you do deep breathing exercises, because then the immune system will become stronger, more activated through adrenaline spike, and then the body is very capable of dealing with a bacteria or virus. It's amazing.
It's amazing. So your method, the Wim Hof method, how do you call it?
Wim Hof method.
Yeah, that's exactly. Great. Has three steps. So the first one is the ice, the cold. Well, we can say the cold because it's not already the ice. Huh? It's the cold. Secondly, breathing. And the third one, the mind. Yes. So let's talk about maybe the three. We have talked about that, but maybe more deeply. So just to start... are the three pillars going together, or we can take them separately?
Yeah,
the three.
Of course, you can do things separately.
Yeah,
but the three together have been shown in science.
Okay.
To work like a trinity, like égalité, fraternité, and liberté.
Yes, it's
like a trinity. The cold will make your cardiovascular system, which is more than 100,000 kilometers inside every one of us.
It's amazing. Yeah.
Millions of little muscles. It will bring it to the optimal state through gradual cold exposure. Mm-hmm. Not directly going into freezing water. No, cold showers. 15 seconds you start and then 30 seconds. Because the cardiovascular system is always in clothes. We are always in clothes, so it's like a muscle. If you don't use the muscle, you will lose the muscle.
It's like a vascular fitness, la?
Yes, yeah. A cardiovascular fitness workout. That's a cold shower. We think of the cold something negative, but it is able to induce a optimal state of our cardiovascular system. If we look to the cardiovascular system in the world, it's killer number one.
Hmm.
So how to, because we never stimulate our cardiovascular system, then it becomes weaker. It's logical. So millions of little muscles are there. And for that, we have gradual cold exposure. But 15 seconds one day, cold, then 30 seconds, 45, because our...
So you would say the first week, for example, we train like for 15 seconds?
Yes.
Like a cold shower, and the second week...
Yes, yeah. Up there. When you go up till 2 minutes in cold shower, when you're able to do that, then you're ready to go into freezing water.
We do directly the cold shower, we do the normal shower first, and after the 2 minutes, or we start with the cold shower directly? I mean, when we are at the point of the 2 minutes.
I always say it's not about suffering or going directly in the cold. Take your warm shower. Take your hot shower. I love hot showers.
Okay, good to know.
I love it. It's amazing. You know, when the hot shower becomes even better?
Yeah.
When you did the cold before. That is.
Oh yes, you did the cold before. Okay.
Oh, it's amazing.
But in your case.
Yeah. Yeah. I love the cold. I hate the cold, actually. But the therapeutical power of the cold is amazing. It really cuts through your mind. Mm. Your thinking is going away. You are just in the feeling. You're surviving. You go so deep. And with that, you understand what is life all about. With that, you understand what is stress. So if you go to the stress, then the stress will not come to you.
But it's a good stress. It's a hormetic stress.
Yes.
Can you explain the process?
This hormetic stress means self-inflicted, acute, stressful exercise. Mm. That makes the body really strong from inside. Then the adrenal spike will be there and it resets the body. It brings down the thinking brain and goes into survival stress brain, and you learn to have control very fast. So anybody who's going into the stress of cold water will learn to deal with the stress mechanisms inside the brain. Then stress during the day is suddenly not there anymore. Mm. Why? Because you have control. Because you went to the stress. You exercised the stress mechanisms, and they automatically help you in stressful situations during the day.
But how can we know it's the good point of stress? Because we know that survival stress, if we use it, for example, all the time, it can damage the body at
yes.
that point. So how can we have the right balance?
Yes, if you go for like 2 minutes, mm-hmm. 2 minutes is short.
Right.
But it is acute stress, by which that is enough to activate the stress mechanisms. And because you are doing it, you connect with that. You get control over that. So 2 minutes is very good. 20 minutes, hey, don't do that. That's like damage. Or 30 minutes, or that needs severe training. Like anything. You can't go and lift up 100 kilos just because you went into the fitness room.
Okay.
You cannot do that.
Yeah.
You have to go gradually. So, but anybody is able in very short period of time to handle the stress mechanisms of the brain by going 2 minutes into the icy water. Mm-hmm. So 10 days incrementally, 15 seconds, 30 seconds cold shower, 45, 1 minute, 1 minute, 15, and building up 10 days, then you will be able to go into 2 minutes icy water, by which you will learn to control the stress mechanisms in the brain that will be very helpful for the rest of the day. Because long-term stress during the day is detrimental for us in the long run.
That's it.
Then all diseases, deregulation of immune system, burnouts, not feeling good, all that comes therefrom. But by going into a little bit acute stress, that's what we propagate, that's what we talk about, that is healthy for our body.
That the person who had the who wrote the foreword of your book, Elisa, what's her name?
Elisa
Epel. She's a PhD, is that what she said?
Yes.
She's been very interested in your studies on that.
Yes, she is a DNA specialist.
Okay.
She also wrote this book on the telomeres, the telomere effect, together with Thunderbridge.
Yeah, she's very well known, yeah.
Thunderbridge, and she's the Nobel Prize winner on the DNA. She wrote my foreword, and she sees in this, this is the way to tackle our comfort zone behaviorism, by which we actually weaken our physiology. We don't stimulate the physiology in the depth anymore. But by doing this, you learn to have control over the physiology in the depth. Mm. Not only short, acute, stressful exercise is hormetic, hormesis, that will activate our physiology to be alive, to flow. And then people doing this compared to people doing intense fitness for the same period of time, the people who were doing this acute stressful exercise, they're going into icy water for 2 minutes and doing breathing, they had no symptoms of depression after months as well.
Yeah, they can tell now for sure that there is an impact on mental health benefits.
Yes, and that has been also studied in Detroit with the Wayne State University. And they say we now found the key of the autonomous processes. Autonomous processes in the brain related to mood regulation. With other words, we found the key how to control the emotions. It's amazing. Isn't that logical, Anna? When you go to the cold, you have to control your emotion. You learn to actively control your emotion before you go cold.
Before panicking.
And you go in and you find control in severe stressful situation. That means you activate neurologically a connection inside the brain to control emotion. That's amazing, because depression is lack of emotion. It's like the pressure is gone and you cannot control. And by doing this, you learn to bring in power into your system. That's what the cold needs. It needs you to become strong willfully before you go in. So you only do that with your mind.
With your mind and the breathing.
Yes, the mind and the breathing. The breathing makes the body alkaline.
Okay,
and
that's
alkalinity
it.
Is very good for your mind to control your body.
Hmm. So can you tell us more about the process of the breathing we can do before? If we come back to the shower process, for example,
yes.
Are we doing the breathing before, like for 20 minutes or 10 minutes or 5 minutes? What would be your recommendations?
I would,
and you have to tell after the precautions we have to take
yes.
as well.
Yeah, with the breathing you do on a sofa.
Yeah.
You do it in bed or on a yoga mat.
Yeah.
It's nothing to do with water.
Best with empty stomach in the morning?
Empty stomach.
Yeah, okay.
Because breathing is breathing. Otherwise, the energy goes into the digestive processes. That's the way it goes. It blocks the breathing, actually, to go deep. So on empty stomach, in bed, or on the sofa, in a safe environment. Why? Because this breathing is deep, is going deep. And when it goes deep, you might even lose sometimes motorical control. And that's okay, because we go past our conditioning.
Yeah, you switch off something.
Yeah, you switch off something and you switch on the reset button in the depth of our body. This breathing is really strong and deep. It's like medicine, natural medicine. It heals the body. It resets the body. It really goes deep, deeper than our normal comfort zone behavior, our daily life, the way we know it. This goes deeper. So you do this in a controlled environment. And there you learn to go and reset the body. Once that is done, then your body is cleansed. It's clean. And when it is clean, your body will listen to your mind much better. So when you then go to the cold, you are at ease. You are clean. You have this connection with the neurosignal of your will being able to command your body to become strong from the inside. That's called interoception. And this has been studied now in neuroscientific studies in Detroit, and it shows that we actually have a possible much better control through our will over our body. And once we feel depressed or bored or writer's block or not good, then we lost the control to command to our body to feel good. But with this, we learn to activate the willful control over the internal processes, and that's why we go into the ice.
That's it, yeah.
There we are.
There we are. And maybe some precaution, for example, for asthmatic people or not, for hyperventilating the people that I've...
Control. Hyperventilation is a condition.
Yeah.
That's a shallow breathing. Too long will create a wrong biochemistry. But controlled hyperventilation is a short period of deep breaths.
Okay.
And so when you are pregnant or epilepsy or heart conditions, then ease down on this. Don't do this deeply because you will be confronted with the condition you have. And what happens in these breathing techniques is that you will stir up the adrenal axis, hypothalamus, pituitary gland, adrenal glands. That is the axis, the adrenal axis, and that's deep. That's really deep. So make sure you are not pregnant, epilepsy or conditions with your heart.
Okay, good to know.
Deep breathing in any way, controlled, deep, conscious breaths is good for anybody.
Okay, good to know.
But these breathing techniques, the specific breathing techniques, really go deep. And just follow the protocol and you will learn something spectacular. It's spectacular. But it's amazing what we can do with the breath, but we need to learn to do it controlled. So follow the protocols. But it is amazing.
Can we do a little exercise?
Yes.
Wim?
Of course.
Today, like yes. I don't know, 3 or 4 minutes.
Oh yes.
Of breathing.
We can now.
For the people who are listening, you can put yourself in condition, as Wim said. Maybe if you are driving or if you are don't do that right
no,
now.
You can lose motorical control or jeopardize your motorical control because this really goes past your conditioned mind and body. We can show this now, and we will go 1.5 minutes without breathing after exhalation.
Okay.
That normally you cannot do.
No.
But now we're going to manipulate biochemistry in the body by bringing up the pH level. We're going to do this controlled. But do this, we are sitting now, that's okay. We're going to do one round.
Okay.
30 breaths we are going to do, deep breaths, by which we blow off the carbon dioxide, CO2, by which the pH level in the body goes way up, pH level, becoming alkaline. So we're needing to breathe is there when the breathing trigger is there. That is when it becomes too acidic, then you need to breathe again to make it a little bit more alkaline again. Mm. It's a balance.
It's a balance, yeah. You have to.
But we go not to the balance, we go up. We manipulate the pH level in the body.
Yeah, to raise the alkaline. Yeah.
And then you don't need to breathe, and we will show that by sitting comfortable and having no need for breathing for 90 seconds. Round number one. Round number two would be 2 minutes and then 2.5 minutes, 3 minutes. It's amazing. That is power. So learn to do this in a controlled environment. Hmm. That means now we sit, we do one round. But normally I say lay down on a couch, on bed, or a yoga mat.
Okay, so if you are listening to us and you are not in the good condition to do that, you just stop the podcast and you switch on the podcast again when you are in your bed or in a safe place.
Yes,
yeah, okay.
Exactly. Are you ready? Just look me in the eyes and I look in your eyes. It's nice. Okay. You take him fully in.
Mouth or nose
doesn't
for the people?
Matter.
Okay,
doesn't
make good. Yeah.
So fully in. Belly, chest, and I let go. Four. Five. Doesn't matter through the mouth, through the nose, doesn't matter. Seven. Fully in. Let it go. Eight. Fully in. We do 10 more, that's all. 20. Nine more. Seven. Six. I'm gonna have the clock. Four more. Three, fully in. Two. One. Now comes the last one. And let it go. And stop. Press it, squeeze a little bit to that, and then let go. So we did 1 minute 15 because we did 20 breaths, not 30.
Okay.
1 minute 15, 75 seconds. Hold after exhalation is excellent. What happens? Because you don't breathe, because the alkalinity is high and there is no acidity, so there is no breathing trigger. What happens after 1 minute is that more blood will flush into the brain and into the heart. This is a survival reflex because you don't breathe. And then the adrenal axis is being activated from the inside. And now you are clean. It's like when adrenaline happens, all what you what should not be inside our system is being excluded, is thrown out. That means in the bone marrow, the damaged cells are recycled, cancer cells are being apoptosis, killed, stem cells are being activated. It's that's what adrenaline does when it spikes. And through this manipulated, controlled breathing technique, you activate the deep physiology of ours. As simple as it is.
Even like a small exercise as we did is efficient, or we have to train like for 10 or 15 minutes? Or
nope.
Even what just like a small one is
fine? If you have something that is making you very nervous or anxious, just do 1 minute. Like 20 breaths, and then 1 minute hold on the exhalation will calm you completely down. especially when you need to do a speech soliciting for a job or something that makes you anxious, you do this like 3 times, you really calm down the nervous system and you will be able to perform. You will astound yourself. How simple and how deep that goes.
Hmm. If you do that, for instance, for many years or maybe 1 year, the effect is still the same, or your body gets used and there is a lower effect. For example, for you that has been training for so many years, when you do it, is it still efficient for you?
Oh, I did it this morning.
Yeah.
At 6 o'clock, I woke up and I did it and I love it. I love it. I'm 65 now and I'm still able to do 3-4 minutes without breathing. And I love it. I hear this of people that it goes a little bit down. That is the body, the tolerance to work this will become stronger, by which your times go a little bit more or less. But the cleansing effect of this will absolutely remain. It is absolutely going into the stress mechanisms inside the brain by controlled not breathing. So that always will be there. And that is, quite amazing.
You have seen like 1,000 of people doing that in your trainings and everywhere, even the people who've been in the Kilimanjaro with you. What kind of effects, spectacular effects, have you seen on people?
In general. Autoimmune diseases.
Yeah.
Autoimmune people with arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis.
Yeah.
Going up with me on Kilimanjaro in record time.
Like in how long? Normally in Kilimanjaro, how long does it take to get there?
Normally it's 5 to 9 days.
Okay.
In fully dressed. Because it's very cold up there. It's like 6 kilometers, even higher than the Mont Blanc. It's really cold up there. And there is less than half the oxygen. And for the cold, you need oxygen to combust for the heat.
Of course.
In the body. But it is not there. So when they do these breathing techniques and they go walk up, and they keep on consciously deep breathing, then even people with arthritis are able to do it, say, in 30 hours. Instead of 5 to 9 days, 30 hours.
How did they train before?
That's the biohack.
Yeah.
Just breathing.
Yes, but like for way before, or they trained like for a year or?
No, not at all? They trained. They come to me. And they say, I got this condition, I got Crohn's disease, I got arthritis, I got asthma, even cancer. They come, but they are motivated.
Yeah, that's what you said, yeah.
And then we train. We train like 4 or 5 times together.
Yeah, they are motivated because they have a problem.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then once they go, the last time I had a person, 76 years old, with a disease of Lyme. And he came with me, and this man never climbed any mountain. And this man did it in 31 hours. And he healed himself. He went so deep, through deep breathing, you come really deep. And you learn to have a connection inside that suddenly makes you able to control your body. Isn't that logical that we are actually built to have control over our body? But this is the modern day lifestyle. It makes us disconnect from our deep physiology. And this is what we have shown. I did the Kilimanjaro 4 times like this with groups of people, and every time faster. It's amazing what we can do. It's much more than we think.
And what did the doctor say when you came back?
They always say, I don't understand.
Yeah.
And that, but
first they said it's crazy.
Yes. Of course, they say it's crazy.
And when they come back, they said we don't understand.
Yeah, yeah. That's all.
You never had problems with the group on the Kilimanjaro?
No.
No, never?
Not at all.
Yeah.
Just healings.
That's why you are very open to say to the scientific side, come and test me.
Yes, prove me wrong.
Yeah.
And I say that once again. Hey, the Sorbonne Université, preuve que je, tout ce que je fais, c'est pas comme j'ai dit. Huh? Yeah, show that I'm what I say, my statements, show that they are not true. But follow the right protocol. If you follow the right protocol with these deep breathing exercises, you do it in a safe environment, and you do the right protocol for going into the cold, then you will see we are able to do much more than we think in medical science.
Yeah, because you want to say that you are not the only person that is able to do that, but you want to show that other people can do that. Because if you don't show that, people are going to say, because you are very special as a unique person, Wim Hof.
Yes.
But you said, no, everyone can achieve that.
Anything, what I do, anybody can do. First, a doctor said, but we have tested you. We put an injection into you with the bacteria. Mm. But and then 16,000 people became all sick. And suddenly I came. They did the same experiment. And I did not become sick. And then they said, but you are the Iceman.
That's why you are special and
extraordinary. I said, no. What I can do, anybody can do. And then I took a full group of people who never did this. And in 4-day training, they could do the same with the injection. Where 16,000 people became sick, suddenly 12 people not sick. There, actually, the medical community should have waken up. Hmm. That we found a way to enter deeply into the physiology and take over control far more than we ever thought before possible.
So the breathing, the shower would be enough, or we have to go further to have those results, to go to the ice at the end as a lifestyle of every day, or just the first part is fine?
I always say follow your feeling.
Okay.
If you feel you have no control over your mind and body, follow the right protocols with the cold and the breathing, and you will find it.
Hmm.
Just follow your feeling, not your thinking, but your feeling will tell you confidence is a feeling. When you feel that, you feel strong.
Hmm.
That is confidence. And that's your guide. So somebody needs maybe 2 minutes, another 2.5 minutes, another 1 minute. Doesn't matter. Follow your feeling. Hmm. Your feeling is your guide. And it knows exactly what you need. But the techniques to go gradually into the cold and doing the breathing in the right way will bring you with the right tools to get you into full control over your mind and body.
Hmm. It's not appropriate for kids, or it is?
Oh, yeah. I got 5-year-olds. They go playfully into the cold. They follow their puppy and mummy. When they see they are happy doing this, they follow. Hmm. And not stupid, they follow their feeling. They do. We always say when the child goes out in the cold without a jacket, oh, put on your jacket because you will get cold. No, it is more. The child feels it's okay. And she goes out and she will test and stimulate the immune system. Mm. It's natural. We think of the cold of something negative. But it is very able through conscious exposure. Not too long, but enough. Follow your feeling to have your immune system alerted and optimized.
Optimized. And you say, no ego, we go. Is a breath work, an access to more consciousness by helping to open doors in our minds? You said it a little before, but can we go further on that topic?
On I say no ego, we go.
Yeah.
That means if we share this to the world, hey, this is something good I found. It's not, I'm not a circus artist with 26 world records. Look at me, how good I am. No, this was needed to find my way through a first spectacular kinds of challenging my soul, my body and mind, and then go through the science. And then see what is good there for everybody. Mm. That is where the ego leaves and we go comes.
It's a kind of transcendence?
Absolutely. We are here to transcend from having no control into full control and understanding what is our purpose in life.
Do you think we can go through that with other methods like singing, dancing, praying or whatever?
Yes, of course. If you do things well in the depth, as long as you are able to bring down the chatterbox, I call it the chatterbox.
Yeah, it's a chatterbox.
Keeps on going. When that silences, then you have found the control of the mind. And anything that leads up to the control of the mind is legit. So it could be making a chair. A beautiful chair or a beautiful song or a beautiful composition or beautiful poetry or a beautiful travel. It doesn't matter. Connect to your soul. And if you don't see it there, then do the cold and the breathing. They are absolute guaranteed, very solid, legit ways to gain control over your mind and body.
What do you feel you are able to do right now that you were not able to do like maybe like 5 or 10 years or 20 years ago?
Yes.
You felt you still have change on that topic?
Yes. I'm fulfilling my purpose. My mother told me, you become a missionary. I will make him a missionary. I am a missionary. I think everybody has a mission in this life. Fulfill your purpose, fulfill your mission. And that's where I am now, much more conscious than before. Because when we go to the school, it's to fit into a system, not necessarily to fit in ourselves. We have to find out who we are and what we are. And that purpose, driven by that purpose, that's where I am now. And I'm unstoppable. I want to bring happiness, strength, and health into this world, and I will succeed.
It brings the joy with that.
Oh, yes. The joy. I make a lot of music. I'm a painter. I'm a poet. I love my children. I love to play. I'm a child of 65.
Yeah, but have you been like that as a person?
Always.
Or you became like that more and more?
The cold gives you so much energy. A child has a lot of energy. So you always will remain like the characteristics of a child. That means the energy is stronger than your thinking.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
What would be your next move on that?
I'm making a lot of documentaries. I'm making a Hollywood film. I'm into making books.
Like a fiction movie or?
Yeah, about my life.
Yeah.
And
you will play your own role?
No, somebody else.
Okay.
It's Joseph Fiennes. He's playing my role. The thing is, what is more important is that the new studies are coming out.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
And that there's a study of 540 people coming out, and it has been compared to meditation and mindfulness. And meditation and mindfulness, they are everywhere in the world, known, accepted, and implemented in the healthcare systems. So it has been compared to meditation and mindfulness, and this method works a lot better. So it's going to be implemented into the healthcare systems worldwide.
Where, firstly?
Here in France. In England, in America, anywhere. It's going to be global. Why? Because if something works better than meditation and mindfulness with the same amount of energy investing, then why not do it? Of course, it's you don't have to pay. You only have to pay attention.
Yeah, maybe there is a big field to discover on that autonomous nervous system, the nervous vagus. We don't know a lot about it today. Even in when they study medicine, they don't talk a lot about this nervous vagus, and it helps a lot on that. So the studies are going deeper on that topic.
Yes, the nervous vagus, the vagus nerve.
Yeah.
If you are able to control that, which is autonomous, but we now have shown to go into the autonomic nervous system.
Yeah.
And part of that is the vagus nerve. So if you learn to go into the autonomic nervous system, you learned also to influence deeply into the vagus nerve. And the vagus nerve is well known. It goes everywhere. It's the wandering nerve, the 10th. It's connected to almost all the organs. And so it controls a whole lot. And another thing is, if you can control the vagus nerve, you can control inflammation.
Yeah, you showed that.
Yes.
With the
bacteria.
Yeah.
Bacteria causes inflammation. Inflammation is the cause and effect of every disease. So now we found a natural way to influence into the vagus nerve or inflammation.
You showed that
to bring down.
As well in the ice when you stayed like for almost like 2 hours.
Yes.
So it was a...
They took the blood while I was for 80 minutes. 80 minutes in the ice. It was a scientific experiment. They took the blood and then they put the blood together with the bacteria. They inserted in the file the bacteria. And normally there is a very violent reaction of the immune cells. In my case, zero. That means that the immune cells were so effective by going into the cold, your immune systems, and that means immune cells become really effective, and then a bacteria has no chance. And that's what we have shown. And that relates to the vagus nerve. The vagus nerve is there. It's well known in medical science. If you are able to influence into the vagus nerve, then you are able to bring down inflammation. And now we found the way to do it. And that should have opened the real investigative spirit of the science, of the scientists.
We are like at the beginning of that, you think?
Yes, we are at the beginning of immunology, cardiology, and psychiatry, neuroscience. How to beat depression is my goal, because I think depression is the darkness of life. And we are built to have control over the light, which is the nervous system. It's light, it's electricity. Electrons, protons, that's the nervous system. And now we showed how to have control over the deep part of that. That is the autonomic nervous system. So with that, we learn to control that what makes us feel dark, like depression.
Depression and other kind of mental health problems.
Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, it's all because of dirt. Getting microplastics, PFAS, toxins. It all gets through our blood-brain barrier inside the head. And then, of course, we can shoot people to the moon, but we cannot stay mentally healthy when we get older. And now it gets even in the younger people. That it should be stopped. And we show that if you do these breathing exercises, you also go through the blood-brain barrier and manipulate the bloodstream and the liquids and the lymphatic system and to cleanse. It is brain waste clearance. Amazing.
Yeah, they have the kind of same results with the fasting, for example. You don't talk a lot about the food and eating and nutrition, but is it part of that way of life? Or
it's the same.
Yeah.
I eat once a day.
Hmm, good.
More than enough. And that is now core. I do this already for 50 years. And now it's called intermittent fasting.
Hmm.
Intermittent fasting will result in autophagy. Autophagy means the wrong cells will be consumed.
It's privation of the brain, yeah.
Yes. Then you go into survival mode. That means into fat burning. And that is all good because we don't have that. We don't have that stimulation in our bodies because we keep on eating, not when we feel we need, but when we think we need. And we should stop with that. We should feel like a mammal. We have a mammalian body, like an animal.
Yeah.
And we should, when we really feel hungry, if you eat then it's a feast. It's a party. It's amazing.
So when do you eat usually? Like in the morning or when do you feel
4
it?
4 o'clock.
At 4 o'clock. Okay.
4 o'clock. 1 hour window, than enough. I feel plenty, fully satisfied. Blang.
Mm. And you drink? You drink like water all the day?
Yes, yes.
Good, Wim Hof, thank you so much. We arrive at the end of this interview. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, so fast we go.
Yeah, it's like an hour now.
Wow, we go with the speed of light, man.
Yeah?
Yes, hon.
Okay, so thank you very much for your presence in France.
What was lovely.
Yeah, it was lovely to meet you.
Lovely.
Yeah,
thank
really
you.
Nice. I'm sorry
and
for
great.
My. I'm sorry for my really deep French accent.
No,
we can tell. I'm French
charmant.
Person. That's charmant. Yeah,
it's charming.
But there will be a French version as well of your talk, Wim Hof. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Merci. Au revoir.
And last but not least, as I said at the beginning, to join you and Lilou Massé on June 9th in Le Zénith, you can book your ticket on BA Web online. Thank you so much, Wim, for this interview that was anything but chilling. Your book, The Wim Hof Method, Activate Your Potential, Transcend Your Limits, is published in France by Guy Trédaniel, editor. Thank you so much again. Check out the special guest of the week on Instagram at Metamorphose Podcast. If you like this podcast, promote it by giving it 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and subscribe to follow all the episodes for free.
Metamorphose. Awaken your consciousness.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Merci pour votre soutien. Vous avez fait de Métamorphose un des podcasts les plus écoutés de France avec plus de 50 millions d'écoutes depuis son lancement. Comme vous le savez, Métamorphose, c'est un projet indépendant qui vit de ses contributeurs, annonceurs et sponsors. Si vous représentez une marque, vous reconnaissez dans nos valeurs et souhaitez faire découvrir vos produits ou services à la communauté Métamorphose, alors devenez vous aussi sponsor de notre podcast en diffusant ici même une annonce audio sur mesure. Plus d'une centaine de marques nous ont déjà fait confiance. Pour nous contacter afin d'en savoir plus, rendez-vous sur notre site à l'adresse metamorphosepodcast.com, rubrique « Devenir sponsor ».